Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show, coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfabilly Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
See You at the Show believes that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Because of this, it's important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy as well as the hands that built the country and cities that we call home. We recognize and acknowledge that we gather today on indigenous land. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and protection of our world. We also acknowledge that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who cannot safely walk safely down our streets or enjoy fundamental civil liberties and freedoms. We offer these acknowledgments and experiences in this space with respect and gratitude, along with the intention to spark more awareness, compassion, and empathy for every life in our community. This is where the intro music is supposed to happen.
I was just going to be like, please, there. Oh, I don't think it was going through the aux cord.
Radio.
You're
this
listening.
This is really going to make...
I know, this is going to make a complicated show, but I believe in you. You're listening to Linda Evans and Eric Schacht attempting live radio for See You at the Show. After we had such a great week.
Let's just break this down here. We got the we got the cord.
Are we really going to bring everybody along on this journey, this technical journey of ours?
Yeah, we're kind of relying fairly heavily on technology.
I know. You go ahead. You go ahead and try to figure this out. We had a wonderful week with Fireflies, the first show that See You at the Show has produced. And it was really well attended, a lot of faces that we hadn't seen before, and a lot of friends. Kimmy Schofield and Cedric were amazing in the show. And do you want me to just keep going?
I don't know. I feel like I should join you. I feel like we should share in this 28-minute adventure we're about to undertake.
Right. It's all going to be good. So we have fun things to share with you about Fireflies. If we can get the technical difficulties ironed out. This is one of the fun things about doing anything live, right? You have lots of moving pieces. Look, something is not plugged in. People are not utilizing the station and being good stewards of the space. There we go.
Maybe.
See the we're all volunteers here. We're trying our hardest. So we did have a few technical difficulties going into Fireflies, which was at the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center. Thank you so much for the IMC for the use of the space, the generous use of the space. We used it quite a bit even before the week of the show. And but nothing too bad though. Can I talk about some things that happened that maybe people who were there maybe wouldn't have noticed?
You're talking about things that happened during Fireflies?
Uh-huh. Do you mind?
Yeah.
While I'm filling the space.
Yeah, go for it.
So this just shows like the amazingness of the actors. The IMC space is not set up as a theater. It's set up as a multi-use space, and the stage is usually used by bands, but it sounds like more people are going to use it for a theater, which is amazing. Ooh, I can hear something now. Are you playing something? I heard music. I'm not making it up.
What do you hear?
Like bluesy music?
Really?
Yeah. Are you not doing it? I swear it's coming through my headphone.
Coming through nicely?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's quiet, but Okay. Did you were you testing me to see if I could really hear? Okay. Just keep talking. Just keep rolling. Anyway, so there's not a lot of space for the actors to change, and they had to change several times during the show. It's a two-person show. And so we got access to this locked room behind the stage, and we got special permission for that. And we were using that, and it locks, just closing the door immediately locks it. And so sometime during one of the shows, that door was shut and accidentally and locked. And so Kimmy had to come out and tell us as we were running lights and sound for the show that and find out what the code was. And she handled it so expertly. And I really don't think the audience really knew much what was going on. But otherwise, she couldn't get to any of her clothes. It was quite an interesting thing. But things like that happen, and you just go on with the show, and it all works out, and it was still a great production, and you just got to keep your cool. How many times have you been involved in a show when, you know, somebody drops something or a set piece doesn't get taken off? Or I know one show Milo was helping with, I think it was it a Parkland? It was at a space, no, it must have been in the Virginia, no? I can't remember, but they actually could fly things up and down, and he got hit in the head with one of the flying set pieces. Where was that? Now I can't. It must have been in Parkland.
Yeah, it had to have been like a place with a big downward angle, like a zip line almost.
It was just like some big piece of scenery was either being brought in or being taken out, and that's, you know, the stage manager's job to say that it's clear and things can fly. And it just, you know, one of those things. Milo was fine. It was all good. But
that would actually be fun if we, like, solicited stories from actors.
Oh, yeah.
To play, like, so in 2 minutes or less, tell us, like, the craziest mishap that's ever happened to you on Champaign Urbana.
We've heard so many of the stories at the station and stuff. So, yeah, I think.
Yeah, like.
That should be a book. Like, there should be an anthology or something like that of different crazy.
It would be
now
really
I want
to
do that.
I mean, it feels like that screams a little bit for multimedia, but narratives.
You're
are
right.
We're also radio. I mean,
yeah. So we should
do
a radio
tell a
thing.
A oral story, then. You
right.
Know, what's the point of what we're doing here at See You at the Show?
But what is the point?
I mean, we ask that a lot, I suppose.
No. So are we good?
No, I think. Well, you're going to tell me because I may have fixed it because you were hearing bluesy stuff. And so, but I don't have a headset that is working, so.
Are you serious? Your headset
isn't working?
So
we're going to go with, you're going to have to give me, like, some sort of thumbs up. You're going to have to tell me how to do the, how the volume is, et cetera.
This is bad news for you listeners out there, but
well, you
here
see, I
go.
To go straight from here to rehearsal, so I didn't bring my radio.
For SpongeBob. At Parkland Theater.
Yeah, we're getting close.
So close. So
two
coming.
Weeks
but
from tonight.
But things are actually opening tomorrow. Is there anything opening tonight?
Are we just going to do that?
Sure. Just right quick. Shall we tell people? I know Friday... Simpler Hearts at the Station Theater.
That's so non-sequential.
Well, because you weren't jumping in. So April 1st through the 3rd, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. I could go either Friday or Saturday, maybe. I really, really want to see that. I missed following because we had Fireflies. So
is this a stage reading as well?
It is, and it's directed by Misty Martin, so can't wait to see that. Love Misty.
So is that three nights and starting
it is
tonight?
Two nights. No, it's starting Friday. It's two nights. Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m. Sunday at 2. I can never make anything at the matinee because I work.
Oh, okay. So it's three shows, two nights.
Right.
Okay. And opening tonight, we can test our multimedia yet again. Because opening tonight.
Right, of course. Mamma Mia is opening
tonight.
Yes, sorry.
Is Mamma Mia. this is, I think if you're a Mamma Mia aficionado, I think this is the third out of six in the 50-mile radius.
Right.
We saw it at Community Players in Bloomington.
Yes.
And we're very impressed.
Yes.
And you can see it at the Champaign Centennial stage.
But it's the Central Actors.
Yes.
But it's at Centennial.
Yes.
Because Central's theater is still not ready.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. So don't go to the wrong place.
And they've been on a nice promotional tour. LaDonna had got the kids on CI Living yesterday, WILL today. And so why don't we attempt to listen in to...
And who were we listening to? Wade Schacht and...
We're listening to Wade Schacht and Rachel Gillette.
All right.
Again, this was sounding like a great idea a second ago. So...
Ow. Do you want my headphones? I don't mind giving them to you.
No, this is going to be wonderful. All right, it's up to you to tell me if this is working.
No. If you turn it up, it will be. Turn up, 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 up. But you have closed there we go. Your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go?
Tell me it was Sophie getting married.
That's absolutely none of your business.
And what's this sky guy like, anyways? Is he good enough for her?
That's none of your business either.
So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. SOS.
When you're gone.
Very cool. Wade Schacht and Rachel Gillette bringing kind of a rocky kind of...
Yeah, their voices sound really great together. And I have to say, Wade's voice has like gotten... I mean, he's always been a great singer, but his voice has just matured so much. It's really quite impressive. So
yeah, I heard him working on that last week with his voice teacher, Jason Morgan, just over Zoom. And I liked the range that he's showing. And that's a hard song to sing.
It's a hard song to sing. It's one of my favorites from the show.
And probably another reason why you don't like the movie version of it, because Pierce couldn't really do that.
Exactly. Oh my God, I hated the movie version of it, I have to say. Yeah, this is a big issue between Eric and I. So it's a tough one. But I do like seeing it in person, and it's hard not to sing along. I do like all the songs.
Yeah. So anyway,
and that's one of my favorites.
Champaign Central bringing Mamma Mia to the stage of Centennial tonight.
My favorite tomorrow high night. School stage in town.
Yeah, alumnus.
My old stomp,
you should get in free.
Stomping
like you should have
grounds.
Like a.
I know, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love that stage.
So anyway, three nights to see that, and then there's a Sunday matinee. And
at what time?
At 2:30.
All right, and it's
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's about a 2.5 hour show, intermission. Buy your tickets at the door. Can't say how much, but it's reasonable.
Alrighty.
And so let's see what else we have going on. Those are the openings, I think. Oh, and Ashano Maydell. Maydell. I don't know which one it is. It opens at Heartland Theater Company. That's a 2-week run in Bloomington.
And it opens
tonight.
Tonight,
uh-huh.
I was thinking, it opens tonight. I really want to go see that.
We've
too.
Had so much theater going on ourselves.
I know.
That we have kind of fallen behind because it feels like there's a to-do list.
And The Graduate.
We've got The Graduate opening tomorrow night at Red Mask.
Okay. Whoa.
In Danville.
So glad that we
Fun
have
Home,
one place.
One of
we...
your favorite.
I know.
Musicals is at Pipe Dreams.
Pipe Dreams. I saw that they even had. They had this like cool promo where they're actually going through an older house and singing the songs. It was so cool. You got to check that out. Yeah. So it made you feel like
a student group from Milliken.
Mm-hmm. We have so much good theater going on. I can't wait to.
And I guess the last one, I think. Oh, no. We've got multiple.
No. So glad that there's one place people can go.
Yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar, Decatur Underground. They're in their second weekend of two. So your last chance to see that.
I love that show, too.
Is in Decatur.
And Legally Blonde?
No. Sweet Charity, Peoria Players.
Yeah, but I know Legally Blonde. Isn't that happening this weekend, too, at Illini Musical?
Oh,
we not have that on
it's
our
not
list.
On our now playing because I think
we could only put so many
we gave our so generously. Publicity to community theater
yes
groups,
that's true
which places. Is what we were originally found for.
I know okay, but definitely look that up too. So go to seeyouattheshow.com and see what's playing, and there's auditions coming up and all sorts of things. But did we want to
that's the audition music.
Right.
I was so close to being ready because I thought you were going to go there.
It shocks me every time. So tell us what auditions are coming up, Eric.
You get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't brug with okay. that. Oh, sorry. Wait, we're doing the...
yeah, auditions.
I thought this was a karaoke segment.
Okay. Maybe next week.
Here's what we got. Ooh. I have vague information.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it means that...
We are so professional here.
It means that... So youth theater announcements. Twin City Theater Company has Puffs.
Puffs.
And you like Puffs.
I did like Puffs when it was at STM.
So if you have a kid that is grades 5 through 12, I assume now, but maybe going into grades. Maybe it's probably going into grades 5 through 12 because it's a summer show. Twin City Theater Company is doing Puffs. They have a Facebook event page, which you can see. Those auditions are going to be April 9th. Also, CPD has signups still going on for High School Musical, which is going to be grades 6 through 12. So those are your youth opportunities still on the table for local theater.
Oh, and then the Urbana Park District has auditions coming up too. You don't have that written down?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I will look that up while you
and
talk
then,
about other auditions.
Heartland Theater Company is doing the play The Camp Out. We have auditions coming up later this month. And Clue, the musical by Community Players Theater. And what a great place that is to perform.
Yeah, definitely.
We've seen great shows there. It's a really great venue, and excited about that.
I could have sworn we had more auditions.
No, that's
up.
All.
Well, if we missed anything, let us know. so keep going. Keep yeah, talking
so
about let's, stuff.
So the other thing we really were going to revisit is, because you talked about
Newsies.
Oh, yeah, Newsies.
Urbana Park District is going to do Newsies.
Are they still looking for a choreographer, do you know?
I think they're looking for quite a few things for that show. And I cannot get to... Their sign-ups for that are happening right now. So sign up. Urbana only does one... The Park District only does one show a year, and it's in the summer. So definitely take advantage of that. Newsies is a fun one, especially for all you boys out there. Yeah, April 22nd, it looks like. Okay.
Yeah, Newsies is a tough show to do because it seems like the numbers for youth theater are usually about 2-1 at best in terms of sign-up ratio. So hopefully they're, I mean, but there's no reason those have to be boys, right?
Right. And also, today is Trans Visibility Day. And we've already kind of set in motion some talking about doing a show, and we're going to hand that show off to James, I think, a show in the future, in the near future, hopefully, about being a trans or non-binary actor and all the stuff that goes into that. So, I think that's a good time to plug the fact that we're going to do that show. If anybody locally is interested in being involved in the discussion, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like gender is coming a long way, but we have a long way to go, especially in theater.
Yeah.
So
I'm just thinking about some future grant, maybe even to the Urban Arts Council to do more trans visibility theater.
Right. And James and I had been sending, he lives in Minnesota now. He was in...
it's James Hevel.
For yeah,
those of
sorry.
Us, right, on a first name basis with him as friends.
You guys don't know who I'm talking about all the time. Farinelli and the King. He was Farinelli, if you saw that at the Station Theater. And he has a very high soprano singing voice. And so he has a lot of thoughts, and we've kind of been discussing this on and off for a while. But I think the time is kind of now to talk about, you know, the auditioning process for and gender and maybe how we should, as people producing shows, deal with gender differently and things like that. So anyway, just throwing some stuff
his
out there.
His voice is just like, that's just such, I don't know, I want to call it like a unicorn voice because it just comes around once in a million people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, there's lots going on. And our technical difficulties kind of like maybe
yeah,
less.
We were going to play some of the, we still can talk about Fireflies some more because I think that is... You know, we're still kind of coming off of the thrill and
the glow.
The glow and then the what's the after effect?
The letdown.
The hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of after show. You know, everybody's got a little bit of a sadness, a grief that comes after a show, especially one that it was such a positive experience.
So, yeah.
But also it's happy and you're ready for the next one too. Yeah, but we should talk about Fireflies more. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah. I think that because Fireflies was the first show that I've really put kind of like all of myself into that was not, that didn't involve me being on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done kind of peripheral work before. I haven't been like you, like in the trenches with stage managing and producing, assistant directing. I haven't had any of those sorts of roles. I've just been more of like, what do you need? I'll help support. You need an errand. You need me to do this specific thing, make a prop, whatever. But the way that just we had such a small team doing Fireflies, and so you and I got kind of like thrust into producer, stage manager, props, sound. We had help with lights and costumes, but we still did a lot of that ourselves. And the investment that it felt a lot like the like being on stage, all of those same sorts right. of the nervousness before the show, mm-hmm. the thrill when something goes right, the agony like when I miss a cue, it's the same way as like when I miss a line, and after the show I'm just like breaking it down the same way. And anyway, really exciting, and also a huge amount of respect that is, you know, long overdue. But because we always, whenever you see the actors at the end, you know, when they come out to do their bows, and then they always do the courtesy gesture towards the
lighting booth.
Wherever, just kind of like acknowledging production team generally right. is what I think of that. And that always just seems kind of like a pro forma kind of gesture. But I think now, if whenever I have the opportunity again to do that as an actor, it's going to be like so heartfelt. It's like, oh my God, I really, right. really, really understand how much work goes into this.
And this is why I've always stressed all three of my kids who did theater that you need to, if you want to act, you need to do some backstage stuff too. Because, you know, I think that you respected all those positions previously, but until you do some of it, you really just don't get to feel how important each of those pieces really is.
I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm trying to articulate it right, because yes, I did know how hard the work is and how important it is to the production. I guess I just didn't know, maybe it's the level of I don't know, kind of the same sort of rush and mm-hmm. and the anxiety of like wondering how it's going to go, and then the excitement when it goes well.
And how well you have to know the show, you know, it's just as much as the actor. So, or sometimes more, because you're involved in the entire part of the production instead of just your little or your big part mm-hmm. on stage. So,
and that was fun about being at the IMC too, because we were kind of making something in a space that there was a real element of creation. So it wasn't like I needed to be shown exactly how this board works mm-hmm. or how these sounds work. We got to kind of figure it out. We used this different speakers and different, you know, and different Bluetooth devices and different sound effects and audio tracks. And so it was just a real cool collaborative experience. And we were so lucky to...
Especially with Kimmy and Cedric.
Kimmy and Cedric.
Because they were... amazing. They, you know, whatever props we didn't bring in, they brought in, or maybe they found better things than what we found, and they were just all in. They were involved in every aspect of it. They gave, you know, feedback on everything. It was really, I highly recommend small shows every once in a while. And it was fun because we could see the audience too, which you don't, when you're on stage, you don't get to really see.
Yeah.
So we could see some of the reactions and things like that.
Well, why don't we let Kimmy kind of close down
yes,
the show
let's
for today?
Do that.
Because she this is the closing monologue of Fireflies, and this is the closing monologue from our closing show. So this is what put our first ever See You at the Show production, Fireflies by Danya Love, to bed, is Kimmy Schofield's final monologue as Olivia Grace.
Look at your service, Charles. You should have heard me. I was preaching. Now, I don't quite have your charisma, but I did have your heart. The whole church clapped and hooped and hollered and amen for nearly 10 minutes. All for my words. Felt the moment you talked about? Feel others' burdens get light. I felt it. All for my preaching. Well, want to hear what I told him?
Was amazing.
Wait, did you just shut it off?
Yeah, well, because I mean, I'm just realizing that the effects were just not going to play well over the radio.
Yeah, yeah. We should have tested that first, I guess.
Well, there's no way we can test it. We
right.
have a sound booth.
Just trust us. It was amazing.
Yeah, there's, I forget. We could have. Maybe next week we'll play a different segment that doesn't have the bomb effects. Because just when we were talking about our bombs, that we kind of really like. She does this closing monologue as she's conquering these demons of these fire and explosions that have gone on her head. And she's conquering them as she's giving this amazing kind of like sermon eulogy. But the bombs are too prevalent.
Yeah, and it gets really staticky over the airwaves. Anyway, this was an interesting show, and we appreciate...
Yeah, we won't be replaying this one.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah, and send us stuff. We're just realizing, and occasionally...